This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today we want to look at taqwa, the essence of Ramadan and its relevance to Muslims today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa usalli wa usallam ala Sayyidil Awwaleen wal Akhireen Nabiyyina Muhammadin. Wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barak wa sallam. Ramadan is a crucial time for Muslims and has always been a turning point in the life of the believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in describing Ramadan and given the importance of us, tells us in the second chapter, verse 183, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, la'allakum tattaqun. O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed on you as it was prescribed on those who came before you in order that you would have the consciousness of Allah. And so the consciousness of Allah is the essence of Ramadan. And that sets the stage for all of the activities, for all of the different aspects of this blessed month. And taqwa itself is not going to sleep. Taqwa is not religion becoming the opium of the people, as some people might say. But taqwa is made up of al-khawf wal-raja, and that is fear and hope. When you fear something, you jump back. When you hope in something, you move forward. So in other words, taqwa is a stimulant. It is something which makes you move toward or away from your object. And that is the essence of Ramadan, because the abstinence from food and drink and from physical pleasures during this month, intentionally done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, creates a consciousness which develops in the believer a type of call to action. And we want to look at that call to action, how it has influenced Muslims and influenced the history of the world today. Ramadan is that time of the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan is the time of transformation, and we need to see transformation in our lives, especially this year, 2022, as we are coming out of the COVID-19 pandemic. It's a type of coming out, and that is what Ramadan is in its essence. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would enable this month to be a great coming out for us and an opportunity to strive in his path and to gain the pleasure of the creator of the heavens and the earth.